Hi, I'm Kylie.
And I'm Lizzie.
And it's June 11th, and we're reporting from Penridge High School.
Most of you have heard about how the earth is polluted and filled with trash. Whether it was on social media, the news, through people talking about it, or learning about it at school. Today we are going to inform you about what you can do to help and what is really going on.
The first thing I'm going to talk about is what's going on in the ocean. We have been dumping trash in the oceans because the landfills are overflowing. 14 billion pounds of trash are being dumped into the ocean every year. It is estimated that over 18 billion pounds of trash are sitting in the ocean right now. The average American family throws away a carload of plastic every month. It's like we hit the self-destruct button, and we need to try and help change the direction it's going before it's too late.
Think about the animals that have to live in that mess.
I know, it's awful. All 7 species of sea turtles are facing extinction, along with many other sea animals. Sea turtles are confusing our plastic and plastic straws for jellyfish and eating it, which is suffocating them.
This is why we need to replace plastic straws with metal ones. Some states have already done this to reduce the amount of plastic we throw away.
Exactly. Other ways we can help preserve the oceans are bringing reusable bags to shop, use recyclable cups instead of plastic ones, limit how many trash bags you go through, and keep the beaches clean. If trash washes up or is left on the beach, pick it up. Otherwise, it will just be swept back out to sea. But I'm not really sure what we can do for the land animals.
To help the land animals, we can carpool places that you know you are going to with friends, or use Uber Pool, which is not only helping the environment, but is also cheaper.
Carpooling will help the ozone layer stay intact longer. The ozone layer will not only help the plants and animals stay safe, but it will also keep us protected from the harmful UV rays that the sun gives off. But the ozone layer could be completely eliminated by 2065. The harmful chemical compound harming the ozone layer are CFCs. CFCs come from air conditioners, refrigeration systems, insulations, and packing materials, the stuff in aerosol cans. A lot of these things we can't control. But what we can do is not leave air conditioners running all the time. Replace packing materials with eco-friendly things and not buy aerosol cans. They really aren't an essential.
Animals like panthers, orangutans, and elephants are going extinct because of all the population and pollution in the air.
Oh, it's so sad. Do you want to start that?
Animals like panthers, orangutans, and elephants are going extinct because of all the pollution in the air.
Oh, it's so sad that we are killing animals because we can't find new ways to make goods.
Statistics are showing that if we don't stop polluting the world like we are today, Statistics are showing that if we don't stop polluting the world like we are today, then in about 12 years, the human race will come to an end. Last year, there was a statistic that said the human race would have 50 years left. In 1 year, the amount of time the human race would live was cut in almost 3/4.
When the Notre Dame burned down, more than $2 billion were raised in 2 days to rebuild it. With just half that amount of money, we could get rid of the entire Pacific garbage patch. With the other half of that, we can increase the production of environmentally friendly products and slow down the production of plastics.
Saving water is also a big problem in our world. The average person uses 80 to 100 gallons of water in 1 day. The average showerhead uses 2.5 gallons a minute. This means that if you are in the shower for 10 minutes, you are using 25 gallons of water. The average person in Africa living in poverty has access to only 5 gallons of water a day. We can do simple things like save water, like turning off the water while brushing our teeth, washing our hands, and washing our face. We can also take shorter showers. In Earth's history, the Earth's oceans contained significantly more water than they do today. Also a plus, if you use less water, it will cost less, so you will have more money for other activities.
These are all such good and easy ways to save water.
Other easy ways to save our environment are using reusable Tupperware for snacks instead of plastic bags that you will throw away once you're done with. If you're really determined, you can even wash your plastic spoons, forks, and knives to use again.
I already do this in my everyday life. It's super easy and looks neater too.
Composting is another great way to help our environment every day. A large sum of what you throw away can be composted and returned to the earth. If you have a bin and some extra space, you can easily start a compost bin. When you get your compost, you can dump it into the ground and give the earth its nutrients back instead of throwing it away to float in the oceans.
Composting is such a good idea. Many people go buy soil when they need it, but if you're composting, you don't have to buy it. So once again, you can save your money.
There are so many organizations that want to help the environment, but need your help. TerraCycle is an organization that will take your recyclables and recycle your items properly if you send them to them. They will also pay for the shipping.
There are also organizations that will clean the oceans and beaches with the money that they get when you buy their products. Four Oceans is a great example. When you buy their bracelet, you help clean the ocean with that money, and the bracelet is made out of the trash they find in the ocean.
The Marine Conservation Institute is dedicated to securing permanent, strong protection for ocean's most important places, for us and for future generations.
The Surf Rider Foundation focuses on issues like water quality, beach preservation, beach access, and sustaining marine ecosystems.
The Pacific Marine Mammal Center. The staff at the PMMC are trained to recognize animals suffering from infections, malnourishment, pneumonia, gill net strangulation, and other different illnesses.
The San Diego Coastkeeper is committed to doing the necessary legwork to ensure a future filled with safe ocean water for marine animals and human beings.
The Hawaii Wildlife Fund is dedicated to conservation of Hawaii's native wildlife through research, education, and advocacy.
The Ocean Connectors use migratory marine life to educate, inspire, and connect underserved youth living in Pacific coastal communities.
If you want to learn more about how to save our environment, there are plenty of YouTube videos and other research that has been done on this topic. Lastly, and probably the most obvious way to save our environment is to pick up trash and recycle, because approximately 8 million pieces of plastic go into our oceans every day. Always remember,
reduce, reuse, recycle.
I'm so lonely. I wanted to open.
Waste oil from vehicles and machines enters the ocean at a rate of 180 grams per person every year.
However, pollution has caused the ozone layer to thin.